Welcome. This is episode 372 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a topic titled, I Saw the Future. I Saw the Future. All right, so let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to consider your word this morning, to learn from your word. First, we just want to say thank you for this year and for how good and how kind and how wonderful you've been to us. In any way we have erred in our words, with our thoughts, with our character, please have mercy on us. And we ask that may our hearts be prepared to receive your word this morning. May your word come forth with power and authority. And may you give us the grace to meditate on your word, to not forget your word. Let your word be a seed, because the seed is the word. Let your word take root in our hearts, and let a great harvest of righteousness come forth. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, so today the topic is, again, I saw the future. I saw the future. And I'm going to read two anchor scriptures that will be our texts today. And they are both going to be from the New Living Translation. All right, so the first one is going to be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 49, verses 14 to 15. Genesis 49, verses 14 to 15. This is when Jacob was blessing his sons, right? So verse 14 says, Issachar is a sturdy donkey, resting between two saddle packs. When he sees, right, I see the future, when he sees how good the countryside is and how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulder to the load and submit himself to hard labor. Okay? When he sees how good the countryside is and how pleasant the land, he'll bend his shoulder to the load and submit himself to hard labor. All right. Now, next one we're going to read Hebrews chapter 12. I'll read from verses 1 to 4. Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 4, New Living Translation. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he saw this joy ahead of him. He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now, he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then, you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right? So today talks about a simple message. Hey, I see the future, right? What exactly does this mean? Well, if you think about this, look at the first example we read, Issachar. What did Issachar see? He saw that, wow, you don't say, you know, I see the countryside is good. I see the land is pleasant, right? So what did he say he will do in the present? He said, okay, you know what? I'll bend my shoulder to the load. I'll submit myself to hard labor. Notice nobody forced him to do any of those things. I'll bend my shoulder to the Lord. I'll submit myself to hard labor. I see a bright future. So you know what? I'm going to put in the work in the present. I'm going to submit myself to hard labor. Because let me tell you this, folks. You want a bright future? You have to put in the work in the present. Right? You have to put in the work in the present. And let me tell you this, God does not force things on people. No. Right? But you have your part to play. You have your own responsibility in all of this. If you're willing to be responsible and take responsibility, like Issachar did, then that bright future awaits you. Right? Look at Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, he says, hey, you know, in fact, if we read this from the New King James Version, it's really nice, right? Look at what he says. He says, you know, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. So that joy was not there right now, but it was set before him. He knew what was coming. He knew that he will be glorified. So what did he do? He endured the cross. He despised the shame. And now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God, right? But that was before him. But before that, there was a period of hard work. There was a period where he had to put in effort. There was a period where he had to go to the cross, where he had to endure suffering, right? So the thing is, what should you be doing in the present for that as a, you know, to prepare for that bright future, to be ready for that bright future. Number one, you have to endure. You literally have to endure. You have to endure, right? You have to endure. What do you have to endure? It could be a trial. It could be a temptation. It could be a test of faith. It could be, you know, work you have to do that is hard work that you don't want to do. You know, many people that listen to this podcast are in medicine. You know that, wow, I have my step 2 exam. I want to get a solid score, right? In your mind, you're visualizing, you're even praying about it. But let me tell you this, the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So if you have this faith that, oh, I'm going to get a 260 on step 2, but you don't put in the works, you know, you don't do that enduring, you know, enduring in the context of wake up in the morning, study hard, do practice questions, study hard again, you know, do it over a longitudinal period of time, then that score that you're thinking of in your mind is not going to happen. Because that's the thing, God is not a magician, right? The thing is, God wants you to play your part. God does not want to raise irresponsible Christians. He doesn't. He doesn't want to raise irresponsible Christians. He wants to raise Christians that are responsible. In fact, if you read further in Hebrews chapter 12, right? If you read from verse 3, it says, "Hey, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." This is again from the New King James Version, Hebrews 12. "You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin." Look at this. "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons." God is like, hey guys, you're my sons. Listen to me. "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." So God is saying that, hey, these trials, these temptations, these strivings, you have to endure. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it because I love you, right? If you're a parent and you have kids, sometimes you have to discipline your kids, right? Although, unfortunately, we live in a world today where it is told that by, you know, disciplining your kids, you're traumatizing them, which is a lie from the devil. That's literally a lie from the pit of hell. It's just to, hey, basically, like, what the devil wants is for your kids' futures to be destroyed, right? You don't discipline them. Well, when they grow up, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked Pikachu face when you see your kid's character, right? But if you discipline them today, right, the Bible says the Lord corrects those that he loves, right? So if you're undergoing correction, if there are things you have to endure today, then that future that's ahead of you is probably going to be a lot better than the present you're dealing with right now, the present that you're enduring, right? So just kind of keep this at the back of your mind that, hey, you have to endure. Right? See, let me tell you this. Many people are like, oh, I want to go to heaven. 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 But they don't want to be Christ followers on this earth. They just want to say the prayer of salvation, right? Or as prosperity gospel says. It's almost like in every podcast, I show you how horrible, horrendous, and horrific the prosperity gospel is, right? But you notice in pretty much, they want to just say a sinner's prayer, and then they don't want to live a repentant life. You know, they don't want to obey God. They don't want to honor him. They don't want to do his will. They don't want to carry their cross daily, right? Just as the Bible says in the book of Luke, that, hey, if anyone wants to be my disciple, you know, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, right? Take up his cross daily. I talked about this in the previous podcast, right? Who is a Christ follower, right? Let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me, right? People are not willing to do that. Prosperity gospel is like, oh, no. If you give your life to Jesus, it's going to be health. It's going to be wealth. And it's going to be prosperity. No, that's not true, right? I'm not saying that you cannot prosper as a Christ follower. You absolutely can. But there is also the role of suffering. Because the thing is, there are certain lessons of life that are really hard to learn if you don't go through suffering. Even Job had to go through some trials. David had to go through some trials. Daniel had to go through some trials, right? He was thrown into a lion's den. His three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into a fire. But you know what? They stood their ground. They grew in grace. They grew in Christ. They showed Christ to the world around them, right? Like literally, how can light shine if there's no darkness around? Literally, how can light shine if there is no darkness around? So I'm really encouraging you today. You know the kind of future you want, right? The Bible says in the book of Matthew 24, I think verse 13, "He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved." You want to make it to heaven? Then you need to live the life of a Christ follower, right? Apostle Paul was able to say at the end of his life, "Hey, I have run the race. I have won this race. I have finished my course." you know, now ahead of me, there's a crown of life which the Lord, you know, basically prepares, the righteous judge has prepared for me. Well, why was he able to say that? Because again, he had run that race. He had endured beatings, imprisonments, beheadings, running for his life, fear for his life, sickness and disease. He had endured all those things, right? He had endured all those things, right? So again, endurance in the present will yield a bright future, right? Endurance in the present, in line with God's will. Okay, so just be careful, because you see some people, they endure certain things and it's completely for selfish reasons, right? It's not in line with the will of God, right? It's like, hey, okay, let me do this for my own selfish reasons. No, you're enduring what the Lord is putting you through, right? Jesus Christ, he could have endured other things, but no, what did he endure? Endure the cross. He endured the cross, right? And now he's set at the right hand of the throne of God. So again, I'll really encourage you today, take this message to heart. It's not an easy message to listen to, but it's the truth because it's from the Bible and the Bible is truth. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness, right? And again, if you've not committed your life to the Lord, I'll strongly encourage you to do so. But you know what? Again, I'm not a commitment extractor. My goal is to tell you the truth. And then it's a worthy cost. It's worth it. But I want you to count the cost before making that decision, right? So you want to know more about what it means to be a Christ follower, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254, episodes 287, and even the last episode, 371, right? Listen to those podcasts. It will literally tell you about the cost of following Jesus. And as it tells you about that cost, at the end of episode 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to commit your life to the Lord, right? And then after you do that, you should listen to episodes 96 to 101. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us about what needs to be done for us to lay hold of that future that you have for us. Give us the grace to see that. You know, your word says this in Hebrews 11, you know, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That diligent seeking is working hard in the present, you know, because your word even says that Paul planted, Apollos watered. So they had to play their responsibility. Planting and watering is not easy, but you gave the increase. So Lord, give us the grace to endure in the present, to work hard in the present, to be like Issachar. He saw the good countryside. He saw the land was beautiful. So he submitted himself. You know, he wasn't forced. He submitted himself to hard labor to lay hold of that future. Even your son, Jesus Christ, your word says that who for the joy that was set before him, he saw that there was joy ahead of him. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. And now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So give us the grace to endure the carrying of that cross. Just as your word says in the book of Luke, that if any man is going to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Give us the grace daily to take up our cross, to endure the cross and follow you. And Lord, I pray that by your grace and the help of your spirit, according to your promise, the promises in your word, let us lay hold of that future in eternity in heaven with you. And Lord, those that are listening to this podcast that have not committed their lives to you, I pray that may your spirit convict them. And may they turn their lives over to you in repentance. Thank you for everything you've done. All the glory, praise, and honor belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 373. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and bye for now. Shalom.